When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are.
Bertrand, I wish you could have been in here because people laugh at me because I'm married to a Star Wars fan and he talks Star Wars a lot. Bill,
wait,
and our,
let me finish that. Was Bill talking Mickey?
Bill, no, not oh, as okay. Mickey,
not
but
as
Bill
Mickey.
Was talking to our next guest, Chicago's premier Walt Disney expert, Bruce Pecco. You guys were like two little kids trying to out-Disney one another.
Yes, we were.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we were. And I give way to you, Bruce, because you are. You're Chicagoland's Disney expert. How did you become that? What happened?
When we were very young, when we were kids, our parents took us to Disneyland on vacation. That was 1970. It was the 15th anniversary of the park.
Yeah.
I fell in love with it. I was a kid. 2 years later, they said, we're going to go back to Disneyland. And I said, there's a new park opening in Florida. We should go there.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't know that park. We don't want to go there. We're going to go back to Disneyland. And I didn't like that.
Uh-huh.
So I got my hands on everything I could read about Disney World and convinced them to take us there. And then I was the tour guide for the family as a kid.
And how old were you at this point?
Like around 12, 13 or something like that. And I was the tour guide, and I had to like fight with my dad sometimes because he thought I didn't know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. But you did all the research and you knew.
I knew. Like he would say, we have to go this way to get there. And I'd be like, if we go that way, we're going to go all the way around the park. We need to go straight through there. And he'd be like, no. And we'd go that way. And then we'd walk all the way around. He'd say, when are we going to get there? And I would say, we'd gone that way.
We'd still be
You're like a Disney GPS system.
Yes.
You are.
And after that first time in Walt Disney World, that was it.
You loved it.
I loved it. So I kept going back. And once I started writing for the Daily Herald, I did features. And I had a 3 times a week column, put as much Disney World in as I could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started the Tribune writing.
Can I just ask a question here? Because, Bill, you love Disney.
Very much.
Bruce, obviously you do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My kids, my husband. I don't find that love. I
Wendy's broken.
We talked about this the last time.
It's okay. And Disneyland, I went to for the first time this summer or last summer. I enjoyed that because it was smaller and it was more doable.
I think when you go more often with your family and you create memories that are in you, that's what makes you feel that heartwarming when you go back again.
Right.
Okay. When once you've built up all these memories with family members and friends, it's like you're going home. I call it my home away from home.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
And also, you only go on Country Bear Jamboree. You got to try other rides and attractions, Wendy. It's not just a one ride park.
My kids make me go on Splash Mountain, so I was against that, but it's not that bad.
It's not.
I just don't like rides anymore. But, I mean, it's not that bad of a drop or anything.
It's not that scary, no.
It really isn't.
Right. Do you not go on, like, the Haunted Mansion?
Or I love the Haunted Mansion. Okay. I love
it. I'll see what we're doing. Well done, Bruce.
Okay. I'll give you that.
All
so
right.
It's not necessarily a ride as it is. You could love an experience there.
Well, that's the point. I'm not a big fast roller coaster person.
Yeah.
I'll go on some, like I'll go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah.
But I won't go on Expedition Everest.
Too much.
Yeah.
For you.
I went on it once. Too much.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go on Dinosaur.
Yeah.
And I'll go on the Tower of Terror, but I won't go on Rock and Roller Coaster.
Oh. You will do the Tower of Terror?
I've done it 4 or 5 times in a row.
Yeah. That's
because
a great ride.
It's just up and down. So it's like.
But isn't it like 80 floors?
No.
No.
Oh, somebody's lied to me.
No. The whole building is. Oh, I don't want to say. The building is really tall, but the drop is about 130 feet, 13
stories.
Okay,
that's too much.
And it's on a randomizer now, so every ride is different. You don't know how many floors you're
that's
going up and down.
That's one of my secrets in my
story. Oh, that's
the
secret.
I do.
Well,
because
when don't tell anybody.
Because when it first opened, it was one drop,
right.
And that's all. And then they changed it, and they gave you 2 drops, so it would be a better experience. Then they changed it again, and they made it a little random, but people would memorize how it's going to drop, and they didn't want people knowing when it was going to go up and down and up and down. So now it's randomized. So the tower itself, the computers spit out what sequence the cars are going to go in, so you never know when you're going to go up and down and how far you're going to go.
And they just changed that version of the ride in Disneyland.
Yes.
It's now the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes,
and
exactly.
How is that fun when you don't know and all of a sudden you're going to drop?
The element of surprise.
That's the whole point.
I like Pirates of the Caribbean, too. I love that.
Yeah. The problem with the Pirates of the Caribbean is that it's different in every Disney theme park.
Mm-hmm.
It's longer in some, shorter in others. The story is in reverse in Disneyland Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's backwards from the way it is in Disneyland.
And all the pirates smoke in the one in France.
I think pirates smoke everywhere.
They do?
I felt like the Disneyland one was longer than Disney World.
The Disneyland one is about twice as long as the one.
Yeah, I loved it.
It is.
Yeah. And there's a restaurant that I wanted to go eat in because...
That feels like you're outside and you're inside.
Blue Bayou, yes.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend that?
Yeah,
I know you like World better than Land.
I do.
Bruce, one of the things that always captivates me about the way they laid out Disney World is they built on something called forced perspective. I'm sure you're aware of this, where the buildings aren't really true to size in that they make it seem like things are bigger than they actually are.
Exactly. That's
they're masters at that.
They are very good at that. If you ever really took a good look at Cinderella Castle, it's built that way. And if you really look at it closely, you'll see that the bricks on the outside on the bottom are really tall. As you go up in the building, the bricks get shorter as they go up. And then, so when you're looking at it, it looks taller than what it really
is. But they even do that on Main Street with the buildings.
Yes, they do that on Main Street with the
buildings. Every floor is smaller as you go up to make it seem bigger.
And they did it in reverse in Epcot. Because in Epcot, if you look across the World Showcase Lagoon at the American Adventure, you're looking at an old colonial building, which back then would only be two stories tall. But because if they built a two-story tall building all the way over there, it would get lost. Nobody would see it. So they made it five stories tall, but the scaling looks like a two-story tall building.
Genius.
And that way...
They really are. They know how to do things over there.
That's when I was a kid, that's what really excited me, was that the creativity, they thought of something, and they did it.
Right.
My sister is a big Disney fan. Oddly enough, I'm not. But she said the last time we went, she goes, you know what? Take the time to notice the details. And I'm telling you, that changed my trip when we went to Disneyland. I did take the time, but that's because Disneyland is more manageable. Disney World is Crazy Town.
No.
It's too
big.
That
was the original name of Disney World, wasn't it? Bruce Crazy Town.
I really don't think so.
Walt Disney's Crazy Town. How about it? Even the garbage cans are themed. Like if you're in Adventureland, it has one look. If you're in Tomorrowland, it has another look.
Painted, hang out those details.
They're painted so that they blend in with the area that you're in, which is why they have the utilidors, so that you don't see a cowboy walking around in Tomorrowland.
Those are the underground tunnels, Wendy, the utilidors.
Tunnels. Yeah, the utilidors.
That's not a band that Steve Cochran used to be in.
Oh, it should be. You guys should be best friends. Can I just say that?
I already have a best friend, Bruce, Grant Mulvey, but if he's sick one day, would you like to be my best friend?
Sure.
If he's sick?
Sure.
All right. That was easy.
What are some surprising things? We're going to take a break, and then I believe we have a little contest that we are going to put together, spur of the moment.
Excellent.
To give away some fabulous prizes. But what is something, a couple of things we may not know about Disney?
That I should just talk about?
Not the contest
questions. Not the contest yet,
okay,
but is there
Hollywood Studios?
Okay.
It's celebrating an anniversary, right?
It is celebrating. On May 1st, next week, it's going to be the 30th anniversary of Hollywood Studios.
Now, that is the park. A lot of people go, it was okay, but they're sprucing it up dramatically. That's where they're adding the Star Wars element to, right?
The focus of the park has changed. It started out as being something that showed you the behind-the-scenes production of movies and TV and radio and things like that.
Yeah.
That was the whole purpose. But over the years, when you think back, it opened in 89. And over the years, DVDs came out and cable TV came out. And they had all these ways of seeing behind-the-scenes stuff that you could now see right in your own home. You didn't have to go anywhere. So they decided to change the focus of the park and make it immersive experiences where you go on things and you're actually in the TV show or in the movie.
That's pretty cool.
That's the focus it's going toward with Star Wars.
Yeah. You know what always impresses me there is the restaurant where it feels like you're at a drive-in in the 1950s. Even though it's daytime, it seems like it's nighttime there and you're watching old science fiction.
The sci-fi dining
theater.
That's
so cool.
Yes.
Have you been in there, Wendy?
No.
You would love that. That's excellent.
That's
Someone has just texted, "You have made my day talking Disney. I'm going with my family for my 65th birthday in the fall. I cannot wait. I have a huge smile on my face
perfect.
Right now.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Excellent.
That's the magic, right?
That is the magic right there.
That is the magic.
We'll take a break and then more with Bruce as we discuss Disney. And yes, there will be a contest and prizes to be had.
All right, that's coming up, 720 WGN.
Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Bruce Pecco is here, Walt Disney World expert. Start calling now at 312-981-7200. We have a little trivia game we're going to play with you. 312-981-7200, and we've got some fabulous prizes to give away.
May I very briefly say that the winner will pick up a pair of tickets to see the very popular Sebastian Maniscalco You Bother Me tour. It's happening Saturday, November 2nd at the United Center. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com or United Center box office, or you can win a pair here.
Bruce, while we're loading up contestants, any ride or attraction from Disney's past that you could bring back, any ride or attraction that once existed at Walt Disney World and is no longer there, what would you bring back?
Easy. Horizons.
Oh, at Epcot Center.
That was a ride in Future World in Epcot where it showed you life in the future as it would be if you lived in the desert, under the water, or in outer space.
Pretty good ride.
And it was and you got to choose at the end which ending you were able to go in, if you remember that on your panel on the car. Wonderful ride. And it's not there anymore.
Who are the wizards that came up with all these fascinating rides and shows? And I mean, really?
Imagineers,
that's right.
How smart are they?
Imagineers are very smart, Wendy.
Or just creative.
Very creative. Yes.
Here's what I would bring back. Tell me what you think of these. Either If You Had Wings from Tomorrowland.
Yes.
I like that ride a lot. Mm-hmm. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah. That was a fun ride. That was actually at one point the most popular ride in the Magic Kingdom.
And now it's gone.
And then
because Wendy didn't like it.
Yeah.
So they took it out.
You guys are like two Chris Farleys interviewing one another.
Remember that one time at Disney World?
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, Bill, how do you want to do this?
All right, you and I will square off. Bruce has written some Disney trivia questions, so you will play with a contestant, and I will play with a contestant.
The poor person who gets me, because I don't know anything about Disney. I really don't.
You know some stuff.
All right, well, let's just start from the beginning. Bill, Steve can work with you.
All right, Steve, hi.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
It's you and me against Wendy and everybody else.
No, it will be me. So do I get another contestant?
Yes.
Then? All right. Oh, God. Mary, I'm apologizing in advance, but you and I are working together. I hope you know Disney because I don't.
I think I do, but I think we got it, Wendy.
All right. So how confident. Do we do this, Bill?
Bruce will ask a question. Either you or Mary or Steve or I will buzz in with the answer.
And do we have to say our name?
Yeah, just say your name, Mary or Steve, if you know the answer, as Bruce asks the questions.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Okay, question one.
All right.
What type of candy is not sold anywhere in the Magic Kingdom?
Bill.
Steve.
Mary.
Steve, you go ahead.
Mary,
Is bubblegum the correct answer, Bruce?
That is correct. Gum.
Well done, Steve.
All right, how are we doing points here?
Bruce, what do you think? They're all about 1 point each.
Yeah,
is that fair?
Yeah,
they're all
1 point
each.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So we keep these contestants on?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You ready, Mary?
Number two.
Yeah.
How many bricks were used to construct Cinderella Castle?
Who knows this?
Wow. That's tough. That's very tough. Mary or Steve, do you know the answer to that?
A lot.
Mary does
a lot?
Not know.
Is it a lot?
No.
No. How many? You want a specific number, Bruce?
102.
About. You can give me about.
Yeah.
About 100.
No.
I would just be guessing, but 30,000 bricks.
No.
What? How many?
Zero.
Zero bricks.
They're not really bricks.
Oh.
It's concrete and stucco, and there are no bricks at all.
That's pretty fascinating.
It's just carved into the side.
You made us all look bad.
Hey, there he is, Mickey. Why can't you be my partner?
Okay.
Various reasons.
All right, 1-0 in favor of Steve so far.
Okay, what attraction did Winnie the Pooh replace
Bill.
In Fantasyland?
Bill?
You are me? Bill. Why are you asking us a question?
Is it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh, Mary, did you know that?
Yes.
Oh, you weren't quick enough.
Okay.
2-0 in favor of Steve.
Okay. What is the tallest attraction in all of the theme parks in Disney World, and how tall is it?
Mary.
Bill? Oh, Mary, go ahead.
Tower of Terror?
That's the second tallest attraction.
Is it Expedition Everest?
Yes, it is.
Ah!
Expedition Everest is 199.5 feet tall.
How many bricks were used when they built it?
And the Tower of Terror is 199 feet tall.
You are patronizing me. I just want to tell everybody that when Bruce asked the question, Bill pointed to me like, you can take this one. What if I don't know that one?
I don't know. I thought you might know that one.
All right, Mary, we're not doing very well. Do we have time for two more?
Yeah.
Okay, what is the fastest ride at Walt Disney World?
Bill?
Wendy.
Yeah, what's the close one? Wendy, go ahead.
I'm saying Space Mountain, but I don't know.
No.
Bill? It's once again Expedition Everest, I believe, isn't it? It's not.
No, Bill
it's not.
Is wrong.
Oh.
Bill is wrong.
Oh, no.
It feels faster because of the turns and everything, but the fastest ride is Test Track.
Oh.
I don't even know what that is.
65 miles an hour.
Bruce, you get a point.
You don't know. Wait, you don't. Hey, what do I win? So you don't know that?
I'm sorry.
I disappointed Bruce with not knowing that.
I'll disappoint him one more time.
All right, give us one more.
Okay, here's one from my article.
You ready, Mary and Steve?
Here's one from my article.
Yes.
All right.
But I'm making it as a quiz question.
Okay.
What is the only roller coaster in Disney World that was built as an outdoor coaster first, and then the building was built around the
outside? Knows
Come
this
on,
one.
Mary.
I didn't think she was going to add that second part, but... I guess we'll say, maybe the Rock and Roller Coaster?
That's it.
That's it. Well done,
my
Mary.
God. So is it tied now?
Steve still had three.
Oh, Mary, you
Mary
got our
one.
Mary
had one, and Bruce got one also.
All right, well, I'll tell you what we can do. Right now, Steve, you're walking away with a pair of tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. His You Bother Me tour is happening at the United Center November 2nd. He's so funny. So hang on. We'll set you up with that. And Mary, we can set you up with a pair of tickets to the annual Wright Plus House Walk. It's open to the public one day only, Saturday, May 18th. You can go inside spectacular private homes designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and his contemporaries. It's happening in Oak Park, and it's organized by the Frank Lloyd Wright Trust. Details at flwright.org, and I may be going to that. So we'll set you up. You guys, good job.
Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
All right, Jasmine, you have to put it on hold. I don't know how to do it. I'm sorry I embarrassed my teammate. Although Mary
you
wasn't that good either.
Oh, yeah. For not being there often, you did fine. Yeah.
Wow. So nice to meet you, Bruce.
Nice meeting you.
Last time you were in, I was on vacation, and Wendy said such great things, and we were anxious to get you up. We'll do this more often.
Cool.
How do people get in touch with you, books? Where's all your stuff?
I have an Instagram account, Walt Disney World Expert. Facebook is capital W, Walt Disney World Expert, not WDW Expert, not Walt Disney World.
Okay.
And an email address, WDWExpert@gmail.com.
Bruce Pecco, Chicago's Walt Disney Expert. Would you say he's an expert?
I would say he's an expert.
And the article comes out on Sunday, April 28th on the Tribune.
Excellent.
Can't wait.
Well done, sir. Take care. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
Oh, you know what? Actually, we do not have any commercials.
Oh, all right.
So we can go right to news if we would like. Still to come on the show, for some reason I thought it was Wednesday. Usually it works the opposite with me.
Yeah.
So I am a bonus day ahead. It's Thursday, which means we'll be talking to Dean Richards after the news.
Very
Is that
good.
Correct?
Yes.
He's still scheduled?
Yes.
All right, good. All right.